We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. And today it all changes.
None. They have no power.
Right, exactly.
Their power is the power we give them. We've got to understand where the real power is. It's with us. And if we stop giving it away, they have none.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely...
Okay, I don't even know what sort of world I exist in where those things are happening.
And then he brings in the Emergency Powers Act. Now, at such a time, what would the mainstream media do? It would question it. It would question it. The Canadian mainstream media did not. The Canadian mainstream media acted as an amen chorus of the Canadian government.
Be it resolved, don't trust the mainstream media. My name is Matt Taibbi. I've been a reporter for 30 years, and I argue for the resolution. You should not trust mainstream media.
They go on to say that we have so many falsehoods and it's ingrained in us. May I just ask the New York Times, how many of these stories did you publish? Did you publish and lead the charge on Russian collusion?
I grew up in the press. My father was a reporter. My stepmother was a reporter. My godparents were reporters. Basically, every adult I knew growing up was a reporter. So I actually love the news business, but I mourn for it.
Did you publish the neo-Nazis are fine people lies?
It's destroyed itself by getting away from its basic function, which is just to tell us what's happening.
A CBC host describing the Freedom Convoy as a, quote, feral mob.
Did you publish and stand by Jussie Smollett?
When I investigated Wall Street for almost 10 years after the 2008 crash, you write the story that way. We're not supposed to thumb the scale. Our job is just to call things as we see them and leave the rest up to you.
Well, the word anti-Semitism, the word racist, the word Islamophobic, bigotry. I mean, those words are so overused.
You had a Toronto Star columnist saying, quote, sorry for the language, it's a homegrown hate farm that was then jet-fueled by an American right-funded rat-fucking operation. Jesus, they can't even write at these papers anymore.
How about the Bubba Wallace garage pull? Or the Covington kids? Or the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot?
But we don't do that now. The story is no longer the boss. Instead, we sell narrative in a dysfunctional new business model.
CBC said that two Indigenous women were so scared to go outside in Ottawa because of racist violence, didn't bother to mention that Indigenous drummers had led the truckers in an O Canada rendition.
You could trust the media. Even the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation was a reliable source of news. None of that's true now.
Or the Kavanaugh rape. Or the Trump pee tape.
The National Observer said that the many black and indigenous Freedom Convoy supporters were in fact duped by the truckers.
Making an effort to talk to everybody had benefits. For one thing, it inspired trust. Gallup polls twice showed Walter Cronkite to be the most trusted person in all of America. That would never happen with a newsreader today.
Or the COVID lab leak is just a conspiracy theory. Or the border agents that were on horses that were whipping migrants.
And that was at the same time the CBC was insisting, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which is subsidized by the Liberals to the tune of $1.2 billion a year,
The Globe and Mail reporter said, my 13-year-old son told me to tell protesters I'm not a Jew out of fear of anti-Semitic violence without mentioning that one of the leaders of the convoy was himself Jewish.
This process started with Fox, but really now everybody does it. From CNN to OAN to the Washington Post, nearly all media organizations are in the same demographic hunting business.
Or Trump saved nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago.
Now, why is this so rancid? Utterly, utterly rancid and corrupt. Because in this country, your media, your mainstream media, is funded by the government.
The Steele dossier. Did you print the Russian bounties on the U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan?
Left or right, most commercial audiences in America, anyway, are politically homogenous.
Or that Trump said drinking bleach would fight COVID? Or the Muslim travel ban? Or Hunter Biden's laptop was just disinformation from Russia? Did you print any of these?
The Canadian media has given $595 million over 5 years. The Toronto Star estimated it was going to be getting $3 million from the government in the first half of the year.
When you decide in advance to forego half of your potential audience to cater to the other half, you're choosing in advance which facts to emphasize and which to downplay, based on considerations other than truth or newsworthiness. This is not journalism.
Liberals, did you believe any of these? How about Andrew Cuomo was the best in COVID leadership? Or Trump build cages for migrant kids?
But in Canada, they can also tell the media what to do. And the media does the bidding of the Canadian government. That isn't a free society's media.
We try to find warmth and comfort and serenity in the midst of the blizzard of lies that is coming at us in all directions, from all directions, in this day and age.
With editors now more concerned with retaining audience than getting things right, lots of guardrails have been thrown out. Silent edits have become common. Serious accusations are made without calling people for comment. Reporters get too cozy with politicians and report things either without attribution or source to unnamed people familiar with the matter. Like scientists, journalists should be able to reproduce each other's work in the lab. With too many anonymous sources, this is impossible.
I've seen unfree countries all my life, but this, in a developed liberal democracy like Canada, is a disgrace.
Or Trump overfed koi fish in Japan. Build back better will pay for itself.
An extraordinary number of quote-unquote bombshells went sideways. From the P-tape to the Alpha Service story to speculation that Trump was a Russian spy recruited before disco started to false reports of Russians hacking a Vermont utility, we've accumulated piles of these wrong stories.
The Trump tax cuts benefited only the rich. Cloth masks prevent COVID. If you get vaccinated, you won't catch COVID and you won't spread it to others.
We're not saying don't read the mainstream media. We're just saying don't trust them.
How about the SUV killed parade marchers? Not the guy behind the wheel, but the SUV. Trump used tear gas to clear a crowd for a Bible photo. That don't say gay was actually in a bill.
A good journalist should always be ashamed of error, and it bothers me to see so many of my colleagues not ashamed. News media shouldn't have a side. It should focus on getting things right, which, believe me, is a hard enough job. Until we get back to the basics, we don't deserve to be trusted.
How about the Putin price hike? Did you guys print that? Or ivermectin is horse dewormer and not for humans? Or the mostly peaceful protests of BLM?
This is not journalism. This is political entertainment. And it's therefore fundamentally unreliable.
Or I love this one. Trump overpowered Secret Service for the wheel of the beast. Or Officer Sicknick was murdered by protesters. January 6th was a well-planned insurrection.
Elon Musk a few weeks back takes over Twitter. There's been this perpetual frenzy by a lot of people in media and in politics.
Or BYU students hurled racist insults at Duke volleyball player. And now we have our democracy is under threat. My gosh, you're right. This disinformation thing is really coming from the right.
Ha 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 ha